historically, we've issued wind chill watches and wind chill advisories and wind chill warnings when we're expecting really cold weather episodes. But the main thing with those when we get through the winter is that it's cold, and sometimes the cold weather is accompanied by wind and sometimes it's not. So we've consolidated those products into extreme cold watches, extreme cold warnings, and cold weather advisories. So those will all be consolidated, so those will encompass the cold weather, whether we've got screaming horrible winds or whether it's pretty calm outside. Criteria and how we issue these isn't going to really change. There's still going to be a lot of emphasis on the wind chill temperatures when we issue these. But the thing to keep in mind there will be that that could be a minus 20 wind chill with a 5 mile per hour wind where there's not a whole lot of wind, or it could be a minus 20 wind chill where the temperature is a lot warmer but the wind is like 20 to 25 miles per hour.